praying. The Lord told me about spiritual warfare, he said. My servant, prayer is the spiritual bond I have with the church. The more prayer, the more the bond becomes stronger and brings the church closer to me. The spirit of the man now unites with the Holy Spirit. He is sensitive to my voice, and sin has no power in the life of those who pray. Prayer will bind the church to me, and every day that union will become stronger, and separate the Christian from sin. The Christian who does not pray, his flesh becomes more attached to the things of the world and distances himself from me. Prayer brings the church closer to me. Prayer is the church's sign of love to me, so do your part. Pray every day. Tell the church even if they do not like to pray, pray anyway. The spiritual connection between heaven and earth is through the Holy Spirit that represents heaven, and the church represents the earth. Where two brothers are gathered talking about me, I will be there, and the conversation is connected to me. Even if they study all the doctrines of the Bible, without daily prayer, they will not have the strength to walk in holy doctrine. Your flesh will not renounce the world, for prayer will mortify the limbs of the body. Every day the church fights against the trappings of the world. For that matter, pray every day. My people will fight against their own flesh and will learn to control their self. Resist the temptations of this world, deny yourself, be confident in faith, do not give up, do not be frustrated. Help the weak to resist the world. Those who do not resist the world are stubborn to err, slip into the abyss. Tell the church that it is by living my word that will make them overcome the air spaces. The Holy Church is light, and where the demons are hidden, my people will shine in the dark and reveal the hidden plans of the devil. Whoever obeys me, following the instruction manual of my word, overcomes the legions. Do not to let pride grow in the heart, nor be exalted by gifts received. Humiliation pleases me, but greatness leaves small, and the smallest always goes to be the greatest in my eyes. Tell the church to intercede for the weak. Prayer destroys the action of demons, cutting off the evil effects of death and destruction of the family, annihilating all control of the mind and heart. The prayer of the righteous has a devastating effect on the spiritual world. I have delivered many lives through the prayers of the saints. Satan has been attacking outside the church and within the church because of the sin that is invading the altars of the churches. The legions have invaded evangelical territories and won many souls. My servants have been silent and are in a comfort zone while the powers of darkness act against them and their churches and ministries. Sects have worked night and day, daring to win souls. These agents do not stand idly by and act, succeeding in their actions while my church sleeps in a war. There is no tranquility, there are persecutions. War against the legions has to be constant. When the church prays, there is no distance between heaven and earth. I will be so close to them through my Holy Spirit, who determines the distance between me and my servants, are themselves. Sin has also distanced my Holy Spirit from man, but the prayer of repentance and forgiveness makes my Holy Spirit approach. Tell them to keep a life of prayer and I will reveal my heavenly secrets. Prayer will strengthen my alliance with the church, where neither the devil nor man can break this covenant. Who alone can undo this covenant is the person who made it. Servant, whoever loves me, live praying. Who loves me obeys my word. The prayer of a faithful one neutralizes all the traps and snares of the devil. Tell the church not to rest from prayer. I saw another kind of prayer rising slowly. These rose up into the air and disappeared into the sky. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that this prayer is in faith, full of hope and trust, but it was not perfect yet. I saw another kind of prayer that came up at high speed that rose in the form of a fireball, the size of a tennis ball. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that this prayer is contrite, a prayer with tears that come from the bottom of the soul. This type of prayer always comes with an answer, since it is a sincere prayer born out of humiliation. I saw another type of prayer from a spiritual person. It was done with strange tongues. This prayer was a fireball, the size of a soccer ball, and it rose in the sky at a speed. It disappeared in the sky. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that this prayer in tongues is the strongest, for the person who performs is in spirit. His mind is detached from the world. This prayer overthrows the strongholds of the air that prevents it from rising. I immediately had a vision. A black mist took over the air. That dark mass grew in extension until it took the whole sky like a dark stain that invaded the planet. The darkness was covering the earth. The Holy Spirit revealed to me, the iniquity multiplies and the forces of darkness in these ends of the time are multiplying on the earth. The more the powers of darkness grow in this world, the more the church has to increase its prayers. The one who prays twice a day has to pray three. The darkness will not cover the light, for it will shine in the darkness. The darkness cannot suffocate the flame on. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, neither do men light a candle, and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:14-16. The more iniquity increases because of these powers, this will require more holiness from the people. Revelation 22:11. Whoever is unjust still does injustice, and whoever is dirty still defiles, and whoever is righteous still does justice, and whoever is holy still sanctifies himself. Powers of the air. Then the angel took me to the clouds, where I saw the powers of the air. They looked like a swarm of bees. The sky was dark with so many flying demons. They are terrible and dominate parts of the planet. I saw eight devils' authorities who commanded their territories here on earth. They are located in the north, south, east, west, southeast, northeast, northwest, south. The angel showed me nine great principalities in the air. They were enthroned each in a specific place. New York politics. I saw a principality or politics located in New York. He controlled all the governments of the world. All the earthly power is in his hands. Switzerland, economy. The angel took me to Switzerland. I saw the principality of the economy located in Switzerland, where there is a great purchasing power of finances. He controlled all the currencies of the world, bank notes, India, religions. The angel took me from Switzerland and took me to India. It is in India that is located in the principalities of religions. He controls all sects, small religions and great religions like Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, Shintoism, spiritualism, and Satanism. Japan, technology. The angel took me to Japan. I saw the principality of technology and communication. He dominated all information network, such as the internet, computer science, television, broadcasting, engineering, and others. Greece, sports. The angel took me to Greece. I saw the principality of every type of sport enthroned there. This country is the cradle of Olympic sports, and football is the main sport of this principality, where he exercises his world domination. Iraq, wars. The angel took me to Iraq, where I saw the principality that commands the wars in the world and all kinds of weapons of mass destruction, responsible for the great bloodshed. Los Angeles, culture. The angel took me to the United States. In the city of Los Angeles in the Hollywood district, I saw the principality of culture. His throne is in that place. Hollywood has changed cultures through habits, attitudes, dress, and customs, leaving the people immoral, sensual, violent, libertines. This film district has been responsible for corrupting the world's population through its films, serials, miniseries, and drawings. Holland, drugs and alcohol. The angel took me to Holland, where I saw the principality of all kinds of drugs and alcoholic beverages. He ruled the whole world through that country. Thailand, sex. The angel took me to Thailand, where I saw the principality or prostitution. He commands all kinds of immoral sex like bestiality, lesbianism, homosexuality, sodomy, all filthy sex practices. Before continuing this testimony, I will say a prayer. The Holy Spirit touched my heart. Lord Jesus, open the vision of these people who witness this testimony. They need an eagle vision to see the wicked at a long distance, to prepare before the bad knocks at their doors. The wicked, no matter how small it may be, but he who has vision sees and neutralizes with the power of your blood. Even small sin does evil, and many do not see because of its size. The spiritual vision of God will not let his faithful servants fall into prisons. Even small sin does evil and harms our spiritual life. These little sins that many despise have already overthrown great men of God. These little sins lead to great sins. Only those who receive spiritual vision will be prepared and will not be struck with surprises. Lord, open the spiritual vision of each brother who hears this testimony. Pornography suicide. I will return to report my testimony. The angel took me to a Satanist, owner of a pornographic industry. I saw a demon talking to him through a ritual of invocation. The devil said, I gave you this pornographic empire, your movies reached the four corners of the world, corrupted the planet, left society more depraved and children will grow in immorality. Hire new actresses and actors to prostitute themselves and make them do scenes of sexual intercourse on recordings. They thought they are happy to satisfy their carnal desires, but I will make them go through such a void that they did not find happiness in sex, and they will search for drugs to fill their voids. I will drive them into depression to the point of making them commit suicide. That demon was laughing and disappearing, passing all the rules of destruction to that businessman.